Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Anatomy of a Scandal by Sarah Vaughan, published by Simon & Schuster in 2018. Today's book is all about justice, pain, and revenge. Sophie Whitehouse is married to a charismatic and handsome cabinet minister. Beautiful, financially comfortable, and with two lovely children, she lives a privileged life many other people would be envious of. Until one night, her husband Simon calls her to make a confession. He's been having an affair with a staffer, and the notoriously brutal British press know all about it. Putting aside her feelings of betrayal, Sophie stands by Simon. But then there's another announcement. The staffer has accused Simon of rape. Charges are laid and Simon will stand trial for the crime. Kate is an ambitious barrister, divorced and single again. Her whole life is centred around her work. When the brief for the Simon Whitehouse rape case crosses her desk, she jumps at the chance at a career-defining trial. She is determined to prove Whitehouse is guilty and to make him pay. But as the trial unfolds and the story moves back to Oxford University in the 1990s, is there more to Kate's interest in the case than what initially meets the eye? And will Sophie play the devoted wife despite knowing her husband's darkest secrets from 25 years earlier? Anatomy of a Scandal is an engrossing legal and psychological thriller about power, the legal system and justice. It's about demons of the past and the traumas that many women have had to suppress. Kate is a broken woman with her own troubled past. She fills the hole with work and a determination to get justice for her clients. The Whitehouse case is her moment to strike at the heart of the power divide between men and women, and especially in the murky waters of consent. She's dogged to the point of driving herself to illness to get Whitehouse convicted, and it takes her old university friend Ali to step in and stop her from drowning. On the surface, Sophie lives an amazing life, but as her husband's exploits are revealed, she wrangles with what she's had to give up to become the perfect wife of a government minister. And who does she believe? And who is Sophie really, and what happened to the girl she once was? Anatomy of a Scandal also goes back to where Sophie and Whitehouse first met, Oxford, and the beginnings of both James's success and his privileged attitude to the world, especially as part of the infamous libertine club of upper-class, badly behaved young men. And of course, the novel itself is unfortunately topical, from the halls of Westminster to other places of power around the world, and how justice and the legal system are often miles apart. And yet there's hope. There are women finding their truth and themselves, despite what they've suffered. So if you like justice, truth, and how they're often different, resilient women, gripping legal cases and twists, you might like Anatomy of a Scandal by Sarah Vaughan. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.